In the latter years of my mother's life, I was often tasked with buying her Christmas cards. An easy job, because she only wanted two kinds. One had to have a religious theme. These she would send to a few priests and nuns or family relatives. The other, well, this is where my mother went back to her pagan roots. Forget the Virgin and Child or the Three Wise Men. All she wanted were robins. The bigger and bolder, the better. Robins inside cards and outside. Big red breasts and flushed faces that put Santa in the shade. Now, 22 years after her passing, I'm still drawn to robins on Christmas cards. And I often think of the dead if a bird crosses my path in nature. When a robin nested in a cavity brick in the boundary wall of my garden last year, I was captivated. For a few weeks, I watched the to and fro of the parents as they fed their young. They were watchful of me too, each time I went into the garden. When the little ones fledged, I was sad, but I drew comfort from the words my mother often spoke, "The dead return on feathered wings." In this season of cold and dark, when I feed the birds, I think of those who are gone, those who lived close to the earth and all its creatures, those whose Christian faith was imbued with the spirit of their pagan ancestors and was the better for it.